All right, this is the time set on our petition that was filed by State Bar President Kerry Stevens under ADKT 464, which deals with the transitioning into practice program. We have Justices Perigary, Kadish, and myself here in Carson City. Justice Bell is in Las Vegas, so we do have a majority of the court present, and our other justices will review this later on, I believe. But the petition was filed, and I will note that nobody is present in Carson City. Justice Bell, is there anybody present in Las Vegas?
Yes, we have the folks from the bar here.
Oh, great. Then let's go ahead and call them up and let them present the petition.
Ms. Stevens?
I'm sorry, Ms. Stevens, I should have asked that right away since I couldn't see the audience down there. I figured you guys would be down there. But thank you for coming today, and please go ahead.
Thank you. Good afternoon, Chief Justice Herndon and Associate Justices of the Supreme Court. My name is Kerry Stevens, and it is my privilege as President of the State Bar of Nevada to present proposed changes to Supreme Court Rules 93 and 214 regarding the Transitioning into Practice, or the TIP program. 15 years ago, the State Bar came before this court seeking to establish TIP. We were one of the first states in the country to develop this form of hands-on mentorship for newly admitted attorneys. Since its inception, we have ushered more than 3,000 attorneys through the TIP program and provided them with practical guidance as they entered the practice of law. Today, Nevada is on the forefront once again. This court recently authorized implementation of the Nevada Plan, which essentially adopts elements of the TIP program into one of the three main Nevada plan components, the supervised practice program. Because this mentorship element is completed while candidates for licensure are still in law school, it is our position that the mandatory post-licensure TIP program is unnecessary. Instead, we seek to replace TIP with a voluntary mentorship program available to lawyers at any stage of their career. And with regard to the practice transitions program, included in our petition is an outline of that program. The new program would allow any attorney seeking mentorship or limited advice to select a mentor from a list of approved mentors similar to the existing program. The program was developed based on feedback received over the years from mentees who are not always ready to receive mentorship advice immediately upon licensure, as well as from lawyers in the community who have frequently commented to that they could benefit from a mentor. The program will allow newly admitted attorneys to acclimate to practice and form a mentoring relationship should they seek out a mentor, as well as provide mentoring for more experienced lawyers who are transitioning to a new practice area or setting. And as we have seen from similar programs offered through other state bar organizations, this flexible program provides greater opportunities for adaptation by section members and affinity bar organizations seeking to offer mentorship within their practice areas or organizations. To effectuate the new practice transitions program, we will continue the current application and vetting process with the mentors, which requires a disciplinary check by the Office of Bar Counsel, approval by the Standing Committee, and appointment by the Board of Governors. While we have relied on the court's appointment of more than 300 mentors in the past, largely as a tool to encourage mentors to serve, the bar is confident that given the climate of mentorship that we have already established, that this administrative process would no longer be necessary. We have also sought feedback from the TIP Standing Committee. They are generally supportive of the proposed practice transitions program, especially the opportunity for lawyers to seek mentorship at any stage. We anticipate continuing to rely on the TIP committee, the standing committee, to recruit future members and develop practical guidance going forward. Finally, because the practice transitions program will essentially be self-directed, minimal staff time will be needed for the program administration. Therefore, we anticipate that the mentor program will be offered at no charge. To conclude, the order that we seek from the court today accomplishes two primary goals. First, it formally removes the TIP program from the court rules. We do this now so that the current law students may receive clear instructions about the Nevada plan and any post-graduation requirements that will be applicable to them. Second, a court order will provide notification to newly admitted attorneys who have previously deferred the TIP program, as well as those who will be admitted under the current bar exam, of their requirement to complete the program no later than December 31st of 2027. On behalf of the Board of Governors, I thank you for your time today, and I will remain available for any questions.
Does anybody have any questions for President Stevens at this time?
I do.
Yep, Chief. Justice Kadish.
Hi, Ms. Stevens. How are you today?
Great, thank you.
So a couple questions kind of on logistics. The proposed rule change that would delete those parts of the rule that relate to the TIP program as we know it. If the program is continuing until December 31, 2027, should that deletion only be effective then, or what do you anticipate on that?
So we anticipate that the current TIP program is going to remain available for everyone admitted in the fall or the spring of 2026. And so that they'll enter that the last group that becomes new admittees in October will enter that program in the spring of 2027. And then they will be expected to complete that program by October 1st of 2027, and that will give them an additional three-month grace period to complete the program.
Sure, and I totally get sunsetting it at the end of 2027. My question is more about the logistics, because you're asking us to delete all the provisions of the rule that govern the TIP program. So would that be effective now?
So I think we're asking for the order to include those provisions. Did you want to?
You got it.
Okay. Yeah. So we're asking the court to, like I said, there's two goals that we have in mind with the court's order, and I think the second part of that is that we're asking for clarification to those that have been admitted that they have until the end of 2027 to complete those requirements. So I think that would be clear in the order.
So would we say in the order that the amendments to the rule are not effective until December 31, 2027? Because otherwise we need the rules governing it while people are still going through it.
Right.
So
I think that would make sense if the rule went into effect, as long as there's some sort of notification to those that are currently going to be admitted under the new bar exam, that we communicate to them that even though these rules are in effect, that they're not going to be expected, right, to fulfill those requirements.
Sure. Right. That makes sense. We want to be clear with people about what the expectations are. Then as to the practice transitions mentoring plan, does that require any rule changes to govern it in the way it's envisioned by the state bar?
Not the way it's envisioned. We actually have put together the program already, and it has been before the Board of Governors and approved. So basically, we would be taking out the mandatory TIP requirement with this rule change, and then we would be implementing the voluntary program that we have put together, a template for the mentors, as well as how they can get their MCLE requirement and all of that. And we have the procedures in place to appoint the mentors. So we don't envision that would be necessary for that to be a rule. But like I mentioned earlier, the way that we have it set up right now is that we are relieving the court of the administrative burden of appointing those TIP mentors.
Yeah.
So that those would, you know, we would take that on at the Board of Governors level. But if the court felt that they wanted to be involved in that process, then, then that might require rule change.
Do you need the court order on this petition to include some kind of an approval of that program?
I don't believe so, but okay. If the court would like to condone it, then we would accept that.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Thanks, Chief.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Anybody else have any questions?
No.
Okay. So, Ms. Stevens, my understanding, similar to what Justice Kadish was discussing with you, is that we, to the extent we approve this, our order would indicate that we're approving the changes to the rules which delete the TIP program components, but making that effective December 31st of 2007, and including in the order that anybody currently required to complete the TIP program and anybody who passes the bar in 25 and 26 and is therefore subjected to the TIP component would have until 12/31 of 27 to comply.
Right, that is my understanding.
And okay.
Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
No. You're all good. Thank you very much. Is there anybody else that wished to speak?
No one down here.
Okay, perfect. We have nobody in Carson City. I will note as well that after filing the petition and setting the public hearing, we received no written comments from anybody. So at this time, with the great thanks.